Isn't that a great story? What a paradigm shift that is from laying there being paralyzed for 38 years and then Jesus just coming along and saying, pick up your mat and walk. What do we think about that? I mean, we don't see miracles like that nowadays. But as I was reading it, I thought, well, isn't it really the typical idea of turning from whatever isn't good for our lives to something that is really good for our lives? Turning to Jesus, turning to the ideals and the wonderful love that Jesus gave to everyone here. It's just an interesting idea to think that someone can be healed just from turning. But that's really the whole idea of the word repent, is to turn. So we turn from our sin, which if we don't think about sin as being this guilt-ridden kind of idea, something that we need to be ashamed of, and we think, all right, we're turning from something that isn't healthy, something that is healthy. And so at what point in our lives do we pick up our mats and walk? When do we get that paradigm shift where we turn from what isn't healthy? It happens to all of us in our lives. We grow up, you know, different stages of maturity, and suddenly life looks different to us. So maybe we thought that there was truth in one thing, and then suddenly the light goes on and we say, well, maybe there's another way of looking at this. So maybe there's another way for this man to look at his inability to walk. So if we just look at the story purely metaphorically, then what does this tell us about the complete healing that we can all have in Jesus? Jesus says, the question, Jesus asks, do you want to be well? And the man's answer is, well, of course I want to be well. My whole life has been spent being at this well, hoping that I can get into the water that's going to swirl and make me well. So is it the water that was going to make him well? I mean, we don't even really know what this place was. I mean, it's so long ago. How do we know that anyone could actually be healed at this place? I mean, it seems kind of crazy to us that you could, you know, climb in the hot tub and be all better. Although, I really like that. So if we think about what the story means metaphorically, pick up your mat and walk. Do you want to be healed, first of all? And who's asking the question? You know, the questioner is probably the most important character in this story, is, you know, this love that Jesus has. His question is how he's showing love to this person, helping this person to understand that he needs a change and that pool isn't going to give it to him. But Jesus is. The way of Jesus. The way of Jesus is what's going to give us peace in our lives. So to me, this story is really about how do we pick up our mat? How do we, you know, if we're picking up our mat, it means that we're going to leave behind this inability to move in our lives because we're waiting for something to heal us. So we're picking up our mat and we're going to move on with our lives and we're going to let all of that other stuff go. So we're not going to worry about getting into the pool anymore because we don't even need that pool. The pool has nothing to do with us. Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing here. Maybe I need to hold because I keep cutting out. I know it's my fault. Sorry. Anyway, I'm glad the kids are back. I meant for them to stay in here, so. So anyway, I don't want to make this too long because we still have communion to go and the service will be way too long if I go on forever. But if we just think about what it means, what it meant for this man to pick up his mat and walk, and what a completely different paradigm that meant for his life. To, you know, we can stay in whatever peril we create for ourselves forever in our lives until we decide that we want to change. We have everything we need in our relationship with God. We have everything we need in the Bible, in the study, in the connection with each other. So let's pick up our mats today and walk. Let's leave behind whatever it is that's holding us back from living a full and complete life. Let's not put our faith in the pool. Let's put our faith in Jesus, who gives us that ability to actually get up and walk. So as we move forward, let's just remember this story in its metaphorical sense and how we all have that ability to pick up our mat and walk, because it's Jesus who is giving us that ability. It's that relationship with God and that love. So hopefully this is great food for thought today, and that it'll bless all of you. Anyway, let's sing and get on with getting to communion. Thank you all.